Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We are going to talk about Purim. Happy Purim. This is, I think, the big one. This is March 3rd, 2026. The blood moon at 5:30 in the morning. Really, really exciting to see the blood moon and all that is happening in this day. So I want to make sure that we give a complete understanding of everything that's going on biblically with this huge biblical sign. You know, the Lord had said that he would put signs in the sun, moon, and stars, right? And he said that let me see if I can find this verse. There's a verse that says, yeah, here we go. This one says in Acts chapter 2, he says, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we are those, the righteous have called on the Lord and like save us from these evil ones. We are all on the same page against these evil ones. Most people are. And so we are all fighting against them. And so this is, I believe, a picture, a symbol, a sign of the destruction of our enemies, the annihilation of our enemies. I'm going to go into several things that really point to this being a very special day. This is Purim is the celebration of the annihilation of our enemies. This is what we celebrate every full moon in March. And looky here, we have so much going on. So we're going to talk about that right now. So yeah, today is not only is the Purim Festival, it also, I believe, is the 1335th day. I'm going to go into that. Very, very important to understand that. So here is what the blood moon looked like. I want to make sure that you see what happens. It takes about, it takes several hours. So from like 2 something a.m. until 8 a.m. This morning, it's going to be, a sight to behold. It was a sight to behold. And so this is what you see when you look at the blood moon. So you pass through the preamble phase at the very beginning before it turns blood red, and you'll see it's having a shadow appear over it at the preamble phase. Okay, and so once it completes that phase, then it starts to get red. You see this red tint comes over it, and so it slowly starts to show to turn completely red. So that's and then that stays that way for a little while, and then it goes back into the other shadow comes across and it completes. So that is what happens in this blood moon. So now at the very end, you'll see that shadow comes completely back across, and that's a full moon, full blood moon. So that's an amazing sign that the Lord has given us. And we've had several of them over the past several years. This is the last one in a series until 2028. So that's another reason I believe this is a big one. I think this is a sign of the destruction of our enemies. And that's just like I was just reading to you from this passage here in Acts chapter 2. It says, the sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. We've had several eclipses also, solar eclipses. It says, before the great The coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. What is that great and awesome day of the Lord? It's the day when he begins to rule this earth, like the Hallelujah chorus, that where he will seat himself as king on this earth and rule this earth and kick out the demon worshipers. This is what we're watching for. So if you want to know more about what's happening biblically, that's what we do. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical. It's on the 17 board. It says, I think 9 times, this is biblical times. And so that's when I began to research what is going on biblically, because we were unfortunately misled. They didn't want us to celebrate Purim. They didn't want us to understand that they thought they wanted us to think that we were leaving. We're not leaving. They're leaving. We're going to inherit the earth. His kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And most of you guys who have been over here know all about that. So if you are new here, definitely go and check into my site, melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com, and definitely find all of our social media. Follow us over on Telegram, over on X. It's Melissa Redpill over on X. And so we always look at things through that lens of how this is biblical. This is the day that they cannot stop what is coming, because it's biblical. That's why they can't stop it. This is what the Lord is doing on the earth. All right, so make sure to hit the like button, bookmark, share. Make sure that you really come back and follow what we're doing, because it's really, really good news. There's so much fear mongering out there, but we are in full faith that we know that we're going to be rescued. And we're in the fight together with the Lord to set the whole world free. Some people are asleep, but we are not. We're fully awake and we are watching what is coming, what is happening, and being a part of it. All right. So I wanted you to see, not only is it the 1335th day, I'm going to show you that also, that this is the Purim Festival. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But it's also a very interesting thing to see, where is this placed? This blood moon is literally under the feet of Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Each one of the biblical, each one of the constellations represents one of the tribes of Israel, just like the Lord had set up in his word. And so Leo represents the tribe of Judah. And so that's the king of the jungle, the king, the royal tribe. And so if you notice here, the moon, it's kind of hard to see a little bit, but there's the moon is actually underneath the feet. And so it reminded me of this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 27, for God has put everything under his feet. He said, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies and make them a footstool under your feet. He will crush them under his feet. And look here, it says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. This is a continual theme throughout God's word, that this, the crushing them underfoot. And so I find that very interesting, that we're seeing that this is happening. The blood moon is actually under the foot of Leo, the lion of the tribe of Judah. Very, very cool. And we also see that, yep, the head of this Iranian regime, this satanic Iranian regime, which is clearly the arm of the New World Order cabal, was eliminated. And so, yeah, let's check out what President Trump had to say.
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
I love it. Somebody had to do it. And President Trump did it all these years. Everybody's been talking about, you know, all this chatter about, you know, what do we do, and hand-wringing and, you know, getting the vapors. But no one ever did anything until President Trump. And everybody was a little nervous and fretful. And then everyone has jumped in and said, we are wanting to be a part of what President Trump is doing to free the people from this horrible dictatorship, this just ruthless Iranian regime. And also they were being used as the arm to cause havoc all throughout the Middle East. And the very interesting thing is that they have actually attacked so many more, but I'll get into that in just a second. But look at this, when Khomeini's home was destroyed, this is this palace, 30 tons of bombs went and destroyed his palace. And many of them were there at that time, that the leaders were there and were killed at the very same time. They were all sent right into hell at the same moment. And so I thought that was kind of cool. It kind of looks like a lion, the face of a lion right there in this plume of smoke, which I thought was pretty cool for the Lord to give us that image. Whoever snapped that, I thought, wow, that sure does look like a lion. The Lord is destroying our enemies underfoot, just like he promised he would do. And yes, we are part of the battle, but the Lord is the one who ultimately is the one who gets the glory. All right. So yeah, I want you to see that. And here's a list of the countries that Iran is still attacking, which is very interesting that they are drawing all these other Middle Eastern countries into the battle. And so I have some thoughts on them. I'm not really going to go into that in this video. Maybe I'll do that on another video. But I wanted you to hear all the ones throughout the Middle East who have been drawn in. Check this out.
But also the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, and even on European soil in Cyprus.
So this is a huge deal that we have so many countries who are joining in against Iran to stop them from, because they're being attacked. And so they're joining in with President Trump, with Operation Epic Fury, Epic Fury. So that's huge for everyone to be unified. That's one of the great things about the Golden Age. In my book, The Golden Age, I talk about it's the Golden Age of unity. And so that we all together stand against those who are perpetrating evil. And so what's going to be so wonderful about the Golden Age is there'll be justice, there'll be equity, and there will be unity amongst the nations. Absolutely beautiful. I'm so excited that we are here on the timeline of history. So yeah, I thought that was also a beautiful thing that President Trump, before he went to fight this epic battle called Operation Epic Fury, he went to Corpus Christi. And that was like a sacrament, because Corpus Christi means the body of Christ. And so there was if you noticed, President Trump was down in Corpus Christi, and he also had a ship behind him named the Corpus Christi. So he was in Corpus Christi with a ship named the Corpus Christi. And so this was a double sacrament to say, we are calling upon the body of Christ, who is our salvation, to be with us in the middle of this battle, for this great battle of Armageddon, this final battle of Armageddon to destroy the evildoers. And so I thought that was a beautiful symbol that President Trump gave. And of course, the sacrament. I want to do this in this video together, and everyone pray this with me, because we want to pray for all those who are in harm's way. We, at this point on the second, we've lost four people, and I don't want to lose any more. And President Trump just came out a little while ago to give honor them with the Medal of Honor because of giving their lives in this Battle of Armageddon. He's calling it Epic Fury, but I'm calling it Armageddon. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is his kingdom come, his will be done on earth. How beautiful is that? Have you ever really thought about that? The Lord's Prayer has kingdom in it twice. So it's beautiful. All right. So now I wanted you to see about Epic Fury from this, what is happening on Purim, that we're having this battle called Epic Fury. And this is from the book of Habakkuk, Habakkuk chapter 3. And Habakkuk chapter 2 is the one where it's talking about, you know, that the debtors will rise up against them and take all they have. I've read that many, many times. But this is Habakkuk chapter 3. It says, I see God moving across the deserts from Edom, the Holy One coming from Mount Paran. Now, Edom symbolizes the evildoers. His brilliant splendor fills the heavens, and the earth is filled with his praise. His coming is as brilliant as the sunrise. Rays of light flash from his hands where his awesome power is hidden. Pestilence marches before him. Plague follows close behind. When he stops, the earth shakes. When he looks, the nations tremble. He shatters the everlasting mountains and levels the eternal hills. He is the eternal one. I see the people of Cushan in distress and the nation of Midian trembling in terror. This symbolizes the evildoers. They are trembling in terror. Panic, panic, panic. Was it in anger, Lord, that you struck the rivers and parted the sea? Were you displeased with them? Were you displeased with the sea? No, he was not displeased with the sea. He was sending his chariots of salvation. You brandished your bow and your quiver of arrows. A quiver is the container that holds all the arrows. And so he's pulling out the arrows, pulling out the bow, and going to war. That's what this passage is about. So some who say that, you know, God is not a God of war, he is. He's a God of war against the evildoers. Sometimes war is necessary to stop the evildoers. The mountains watched and trembled. Onward swept the raging waters. The mighty deep cried out, lifting its hands in submission to God. The sun and moon stood still in the sky as the brilliant arrows flew and your glittering spear flashed. You marched across the land in anger and trampled the nations in your fury. This is what's happening right now. They are receiving epic fury. There's you the passage right there, verse 12 of Habakkuk chapter 3. The fury of the Lord is coming down on the evildoers who have perpetrated such evil in Iran. And don't doubt it, they are the arm of the New World Order cabal. When you see that, you understand the whole picture. That's how they've controlled so much of this terrorism. They've controlled the oil prices, which controls basically the world. And that is ending. That's why they are fighting to the death, because this is their last stand. You crushed the heads of the wicked and stripped their bones. Oh, let me read this one. You went out to rescue your chosen people, to save your anointed ones. That's us. That's all the righteous all throughout the world. You crushed the heads of the wicked and stripped their bones from head to toe. How about that? That is the Lord. The Lord Almighty, the Eternal One, is destroying our enemies. Thank you, Lord. With his weapons, you destroyed the chief of those who rushed out like a whirlwind, thinking God's people would be easy prey. You trampled the sea with your horses and the waters piled high. I trembled when I heard this and my lips quivered. Saw the fury, the epic fury of the Lord, seeing all these bombs bursting everywhere. And the destruction, not on the people of Iran, but on the Iranian regime, of course, which is the New World Order satanic criminal cabal. And it makes you wonder. It makes you go, wow. It makes you tremble in fear and quiver with fear. My legs shook, gave way beneath me, and I shook in terror. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike those who invade us. The day is here. The day is here. Happy Purim. Happy Purim. Happy Purim, the day that we celebrate the annihilation of our enemies. Yes. All right. So I wanted you to see that. And also wanted you to see, if you haven't done this already, go to my page over on melissaredpill.com and go to the videos. Let me show you real quick. Just go right here. Click on the videos. Go to video playlists. And there you will be able to search the video called the word Esther. Okay. Operate with me. And so now, there we go. So you just type the word Esther and you'll see that, go to that playlist and you will see the playlist. In the playlist, you'll see the six videos that we just completed to prepare for Purim. So you should really know this backwards and forwards now, because this is the celebration, like I said, of the annihilation of our enemies. They had an edict out against us. And so how did we've discovered this? The Lord raised us into this royal position of authority, and we found out about this edict. And so we prayed, and the Lord reversed the curse. Yes, and Haman's curse. And then we have victory over our enemies, and the enemies were ended. Let's just put it that way. So definitely go and check into that. If you're not familiar, this is the celebration of Purim that happened today on the blood moon of Purim. All right, in early March. All right, so I want you to see also this passage. And remember I was saying, it's also the 1335th day. Very, very important to understand that. And I will show you that I did a video about this on November 10th. And I also did one just here recently. Let me see if I can pull this one up. Oh, yeah. While I'm there, I'll go ahead and show you this. Just so you know, the Insurrection Act was actually also signed and made into law on March 3rd. Very, very interesting. So we'll have to see if anything happens on that coming up soon about shutting down all this evil that's been going on around our country. These people will no longer be able to really cause insurrection throughout our country. Yeah. If Khomeini can't do it, neither can people in our country. All right. So this is that act authorizing the employment of the land and naval forces for the U.S. in case of insurrections. All right. So I want you to see that. But first, before I go any farther, I wanted you to see on my site, Melissa Red Pill, on X, Melissa Red Pill, there is a video that talking about what happened on Christmas Day. I'm not going to go into all the details about it, but I do want you to go and see that over on Melissa Red Pill, and you can see what triggered this collapse of the New World Order. And so I believe that this was, let me see if I have a picture of it. Yes, here is a picture of, it's very small, but it's a picture of the sign in the heavens that I believe is from Revelation chapter 19, where it talks about there was an angel standing in the sun. Those of you who've been here know what I'm talking about. If you're new, I'll just tell you briefly that this angel standing in the sun, I believe, is a wandering star. I think in this case, it was Venus. I was looking for this way back in November. Like, if something is going to happen in the near future, you know, when would I see an angel, a wandering star like Venus, standing in the sun? And it turned out, I posted this video on November 10th. You can see it in the highlights on my Melissa Red Pill X account, that it was standing in the sun on Christmas Day. And so I told everyone, what is that going to be? If this is the sign from Revelation 19, which I believe it is, because we've already seen the sign of the Son of Man, and we've gone through this entire battle of Armageddon. If you're not familiar with that, go and look at my website. You'll see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. I talk about that a whole lot. So we've completed that period, and President Trump has announced the Golden Age. I believe that's announcing Jubilee or Gesara, but Jubilee is even bigger. It's worldwide. And so what is going to happen on Christmas Day? Well, I did not know. But when Christmas Day arrived, we saw that the price of silver went so high that the banks went bankrupt. They have not announced this on the news. They didn't want to cause a panic. But the reality is the bankers, the globalist bankers, have lost all their money. That's the truth. They're just operating, just keeping the doors open. But the reality is they have lost everything. In March, they're going to have a margin call. They will not be able to meet that margin call because they sold fake paper silver and they don't have the money to cover it. And so that is what happened on Christmas Day. I believe that was the sign that says in Revelation 19, there was an angel standing in the sun. It says, come and gather together for the great banquet of God, calling all the vultures to eat the flesh of kings, destroy, in other words, this criminal network. And so that's the video that I posted right there on, and it's dated. Let me see if I can find that just in case you're watching this later on. This I dated January 30th, but you can find it over, I'll leave it on the highlights so you can really understand a little bit more about that. So what does that matter? I believe that shows the end of the battle, the main battle, and now is the time for bringing down the House of Cards. That's why I named this video, What Brings Down the House of Cards. After the battle is finished, then you are able to completely dismantle them. And what has happened since that day? Well, we have seen Maduro brought down, El Mencho, which is the head of the cartels in Mexico, brought down, as well as 100 more cartel members in Mexico brought down. And we've also seen now Khomeini. This is what I believe it's talking about in Revelation 19. I should go ahead and pull that up just super quick. Let me see if this, this one. Read on that one. So I'll just hold that up in just a second because I might have something I wanted to read to you right there. So let me just go ahead and super quick read to you Revelation 19. For those of you who've been here, you already probably know it by heart, but this is it. Oh yeah, Revelation 6. Revelation 19 is this one, and then that one was Isaiah 66. So I do want to read that to you. All right, so Revelation 19 is where it says at the end, sorry about your eyes, it says, just like at the very beginning of this video, I started with this portion from Revelation 19, where it says that he will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God. Did you remember hearing that? Like juice flowing from a wine press. And so that is now at the end of this battle, it says, verse 17 of Revelation chapter 19, I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly high in the midst of the heavens, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, fresh, free and slave, both small and great. This is the pulling down of this entire empire. Finally, when all the chess pieces are in the right place, then, like I said, Maduro can be brought down. Then El Mencho of leading the cartels in Mexico can be brought down. Then Khomeini can be brought down, and all the entire cabal comes down. And he says, I saw the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was captured. And with him, the false prophet who works the signs in his presence by which he deceived the all who received the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. Who are the ones who worshiped his image? Those who joined in league with this criminal cabal. Not us. We don't have the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the mark of pure evil. The things that they have done. If you're not familiar with that, go and look on my website, melissaredpill.com, and you can learn more about what is the 666, what is the mark of the beast. It's what they have done, not us, not us. Their symbol is 33. They stand with demons. They are the ones who worship demons and have done unspeakable evil throughout the world. And so they will be cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. So that is what I believe happened on Christmas Day, and this sign, and then saying for us to come and gather together to destroy them. I believe that was the 1260 days. If you look in the Bible, there's many prophecies about 1260 days, which is also the same as 3.5 years, which is the same as 42 months. 42 months, as well as time, times, and half a time. And that always represents a period of struggle, a period of battle. And so when we see that, then it brings us to Daniel chapter 12, which gives us an amazing timeline. I'm going to read this to you. At that time, Michael, the archangel who stands guard over your nation, will arise. And then there will be time of anguish greater than any since nations first came into existence. Isn't that the truth? Haven't we been through so much over the past 8 years? It's just been more than I care to go into, right? Great anguish. It's been great anguish worldwide. But at that time, every one of your people whose name is written in the book will be rescued. We are being rescued, as I said at the beginning of this video. Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting disgrace. Like Khomeini, he has everlasting disgrace, but we have everlasting honor. How awesome is that? And everlasting life. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky. That's you guys. And those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. How about that? You have been fighting day in and day out ever since you woke up, and you have been trying to lead people to righteousness and to truth, and you will shine like the stars forever. But you, Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal up the book until the time of the end. This is the same Daniel, you know, in the Daniel in the lion's den. The angels had come to him and said, just here's the prophecy, but keep it secret, keep it sealed up until the time of the end. Well, here we are. It's the time of the end. And so now all these things are being revealed. So much is being revealed, and prophecy is being revealed. And I want to give you this beautiful nugget for you to understand what I mean by the 1335th day. What is that about? Why am I saying that I believe that Purim this year is the 1335th day? Many will rush here and there, and knowledge will increase. And then Daniel looked over and saw two others standing on the banks of the river. One of them asked the man dressed in linen, who was now standing above the river, how long will it be until these shocking events are over? Because everybody wants this to be over. I know you do, and I do. The man dressed in linen who was standing above the river raised both his hands toward heaven and took a solemn oath by the one who lives forever, saying, it will go on for time, times, and half a time. As I was saying before, that's 1260 days. That is 3.5 years. That is 42 months. That is time, times, and half a time. That is a period of battle, which I believe completed on Christmas Day. Okay? When the shattering of the holy people has finally come to an end, all these things will have happened. And we can see clearly that since then, their power is broken. They cannot keep Maduro in that position. They cannot keep their cartels working. They cannot keep all their illegal immigrants, their MS-13, in our country. They cannot keep Khomeini in his position of power. You see what I'm saying? Their power over us is broken. When the shattering of God's people finally comes to an end, that's what he's talking about. It's finally come to an end. I heard what he said, but I didn't understand. So I asked, how will all this finally end, my Lord? But he said, go now, Daniel, for what I've said is kept secret and sealed until the end. Thank you, Lord, that he now has disclosed this to us so we now understand what's going on. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials, but the wicked will continue in their wickedness, and none of them will understand. Only those who are wise will know what it means. This is because he has awakened us so that we can be a part of his battle. And then he says, okay, here's where we get into the number. So listen very carefully. In verse 11, it says, from the time the daily sacrifice is stopped and the sacrilegious objects that causes desecration is set up to be worshipped, there will be 1,290 days. Okay, so that phrase that sentence is not phrased very well. I think they move some of the phrases around to make it very complicated. And let me just explain what that verse means. When the sacrifice of humanity is finally stopped, when what they have set up to desecrate humanity is finally stopped, it will be 1,290 days. That is what it's talking about. So if I'm right, and the Revelation 12:19 sign happened on Christmas Day that broke the banks, made them go bankrupt, and lost their power, then 1,290 days is approximately January 25th, right? That'd be another 30 days added on to 1,260. And it says, blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. That's another 75 days. That's another month and a half, another 30 plus 15. So 45 days on to the 1,290. Okay. So that takes us to, drum roll, that takes us to March 3rd on Purim. That's not a coincidence that the 1,335 days is when you start at the 1,260 on Christmas. It takes you exactly to Purim, the day when we celebrate the annihilation of our enemies. How about that? This is why we are blessed of the Lord. One of the reasons that we are blessed of the Lord, that we have been able to see, witness this amazing, amazing day. Go your way into the end. He told Daniel, rest, and at the end of the days, you'll rise and receive the inheritance set aside for you. So, but for us, we are getting to witness what Daniel saw, that this blessed are those who arrive until the 1335th day. I don't know what's going to happen. I know one thing. We're seeing the destruction of our enemies. We're seeing the destruction of this horrible regime in Iran. We're seeing them brought down. And we're seeing these terrorists being crushed under his feet, as I was showing you earlier today. Yes, I turned right to it. That is the blood moon being crushed under the feet of Leo the lion of the tribe of Judah. This is the end times for them. This is the end of it for them. So this is on 3-3. How great is that? Only the Lord could do that. Only the Lord could put all this together. Isn't that awesome? Okay, so I think that's everything. When the blood moon is at the western sky, I think of that as like them fading off into the distance. They'll be gone. It's not that they're continuing on after this. They're out of sight and gone. Out of sight as in into the abyss, into the depths of hell, just like Khomeini and all of his generals, as it says in Revelation 19, come eat the flesh of kings and strong warriors. They were cast straight into hell. Those 30 tons of bombs got them halfway there. Right? So this is what we are witnessing is the end times for our enemies. If you're not familiar with that, go and check out my page, melissaredpill.com. As I was saying,